Today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, is about freedom of speech. Welcome back to the Preacher Parker Show, the one, the only, the truth. Glad to be back. It's been a while. Glad to be able to speak back to my followers and really reach out to you guys. And today I'm just feeling about this freedom of speech because we slowly, very slowly, are starting to see our freedom of speech being taken away from us. And sometimes you may not pay attention to those things, but just for example, let's start thinking about all the things that freedom of speech really allows you to have. Let's say I disagree with somebody that's speaking on a stage, and I decide I don't like what he says and I want to speak my mind. So they give me the microphone, I say how I feel, but because that person on stage don't like how I said it, or don't like me, for instance, or just the fact that they don't want to hear my opinion on things, I get banned or kicked out or even arrested for just speaking. Now this country, this great country we call the United States of America, how is it possible that I am not allowed to speak and say the things I want to say without having to worry about any kind of harassment, any kind of shame or any arrest? That's kind of crazy to me. And the sad part is, the people that applaud it, or the people that support it, or the people that ignore it, and don't even realize that you too are losing your freedom of speech. It's crazy to me. I mean, look at Alex Jones. Do we like Alex Jones? A lot of us don't, a lot of us do. It shouldn't matter. The fact is, whether he's speaking truth or lies, does he not have the rights to speak it? Isn't that our First Amendment? Is it your rights to freely speak your amendment? So now because somebody that you disagree with, you don't like what they say, you want that person removed, banned, or not allowed to speak? So you're basically saying you don't like the fact that you can have freedom to speak. Think about that wisely, people. Just for right now, I'm speaking right now, and I'm pretty sure there's somebody right now that's listening to what I'm saying and say, man, shut up, Preacher Parker. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. And they might feel offended by what I say, and they might be like, you know what? He should be banned. He shouldn't be allowed to speak. But gosh, darn it, this is America. I have the rights to speak, don't I? Just like you do. Just like you have the rights to have an opinion. Now, one of the other reasons why I brought this up, for those that may not know, there was an instance, a situation that happened. I seen it on Instagram today. And it's May is more. But I seen one on Instagram today, and I hope you see it. But it was a black lady that was believed that she was on a plane. And she had a problem with somebody that sat behind her who vomited on the floor underneath the same seat that her and her daughter was sitting. She had an issue with that. She got up. She addressed the issue. Even if whether she was rude or yelling or being disrespectful, I don't know. The fact is, she didn't like the fact that this lady's vomited on the floor and didn't clean up after herself. Now, the crazy part is, when this lady was kicked off the plane or she was removed, and she was arrested. Arrested for causing the scene, arrested for speaking her mind, arrested for having a problem with the situation. Now, I don't know how you feel about that situation, but I know somebody puked under my damn seat. Somebody on that damn, that's working in that facility, that works on that plane or that bus or wherever the location is, needs to clean it up, or that person that did it can at least say, I'm sorry, apologize, and clean it up. It's disgusting. But the fact is, you get arrested for feeling offended by what somebody else done to you, or done around you that you feel is disgusting or disturbing, that's mind-boggling. That bothers me. And everybody just sits there and watch, and you don't realize it won't be long before you won't be able to speak, before you can express yourself. Now, I'm only telling you this, people, because right now we need to fight, and we need to stand up, and we need to continue to speak our minds and be free and speak the way we want to speak. Because if you do not, it won't be long before your rights, your freedom will be taken away from you. And I know there's a lot of people saying, man, that can't happen to America. It can happen anywhere in the world. All it takes is the right person in power, the right laws being passed, the right laws being broken, people not paying attention, you're falling asleep and not being woke. And when that moment comes, you're not even ready. And bam, life-changing things happen to you. This has been another fun, explosive moment on the Preacher Parker Show. More shows to come. Thanks for your support. and I am out once again. Thank you for listening to the Preacher Parker Show.